The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, has brought a lawsuit against Visa. It is accusing the financial services company of using illegal methods to block competition in the debit card market. The lawsuit states the San Francisco-based company penalizes businesses and banks that do not use Visa's own payment processing technology. The DOJ argues that Visa's anti-competition methods cost individuals and businesses billions of dollars every year. Visa earns money for each purchase or transaction processed on its own network. The DOJ estimates about 60% of debit transactions in the U.S. take place on Visa's debit network. This adds up to more than $7 billion each year. In a statement, Attorney General Merrick Garland said the DOJ found that Visa had unlawfully gained enough power to charge money or fees that far exceed what it could charge in a competitive market. Garland added that businesses and banks then pass those costs on to consumers. They either raise prices or reduce quality or service. As a result, Visa's business methods affect not just the price of one thing, but the price of nearly everything. Julie Rottenberg is Visa's chief legal counsel. She said in a statement that the lawsuit does not consider the ever-expanding universe of companies offering new ways to pay for goods and services. Today's lawsuit ignores the reality that Visa is just one of many competitors in a debit space that is growing, with entrants who are thriving, Rottenberg said. She added that the company would strongly defend itself against the meritless lawsuit. The lawsuit was brought in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. The DOJ argues that the huge number of transactions completed on Visa's network makes it difficult for businesses to use alternative companies. The DOJ also accuses Visa of blocking competition by paying to enter into partnership agreements with possible competitors. In 2020, the DOJ brought legal action to block the company's $5.3 billion purchase of financial technology startup Plaid. It argued the takeover was an attempt to gain control of a possible competitor to Visa. The purchase deal was later canceled. Since the pandemic, more people worldwide have been shopping online for goods and services. This has led to higher earnings for Visa because of its fee structure for transactions. In addition, more businesses, including ones like bars, haircutters, and coffee shops that mostly use cash, have started accepting credit or debit cards as a form of payment. Sanjay Sarani is a financial advisor with investment company KBW based in New York City. He recently told investors in a note that he estimates U.S. debit revenue is at most about 10% of Visa's revenue. Sarani said this means the lawsuit is likely to have only a limited effect on Visa's revenue as a whole. He also noted the lawsuit could last for years if it is not settled and goes to trial. Financial records show Visa processed $3.3 trillion in transactions on its network during the 3 months ending on June 30th. This was an increase of 7.4% from a year earlier. U.S. payments grew by 5.1%, which is a lot faster than U.S. economic growth. I'm Brian Lynn.